There's only one place you can get all your anime news, anime info, and have a fun anime conversation. This program is brought to you by Blacken Studios Anime Network. A little bit of anime is up next. Folks, we have another exciting race for you, and a little bit of anime making its way into the last 100 meters. About a horse length ahead of the other anime podcast. And yes, a little bit of anime has come in first. What an amazing race. Stay tuned as we go to the winner's circle and hear from Oklahoma's best anime podcast, A Little Bit Anime. We last left our hosts boosting their abilities and went on a journey to the end of the despair. This week, Monica and Elijah are dealing with Yakuza, horse girl races, and Fist of Fury. Find out what happens in this exciting adventure of A Little Bit of Anime.
Is that the opening theme song to the Horse Girls?
No.
What is that open to?
It's going to be to the show that we're talking about today. Do we want to give it away just now?
I think we should.
Okay.
Why spoil the surprise?
Hina Matsuri was the anime that you guys chose and voted for. And then before we get started, thank you guys for watching live on Twitch. Thank you guys for listening on Podbeam, Stitcher Radio, soon to be Spotify. Podcast Addict, Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you're listening to this. I think the only place that we're really not is SoundCloud as of now. But thank you guys for downloading. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for contributing. And thank you to all of our Patreon members. If you want to be a part of Patreon and add to the excitement of this show, I mean,
yes.
Really, you get...
Very exciting.
Yeah, exclusive content, exclusive videos. You get to talk to us directly. It's patreon.com/bitoanime, and we do have a request, which I'll say at the end of the show, from one of our Patreon members.
Ooh.
But you can join. Just $1 a month helps us out immensely. But we have our next anime vote, and we'll say it at the end of the show as well. But the anime theme is Western. So,
ooh, like cowboys?
I mean,
like Red Dead Redemption?
Some of the anime have cowboys in them, or they have cowboy clothing, or it's like desert theme.
Desert punk themed.
Yes, there we go. That's one of them. So desert punk, the illustrious Trigun, which is amazing.
I hope that one wins.
Gun sword, and it's got the X, like gun X sword. He wears all black suit, and he has like a
watched
the series.
Does he look like Squall?
Kind of.
Leon.
Yeah, I mean,
gun sword, gun blade, same.
Yeah,
thing.
And then also Golden Kamu.
I've really been wanting to see that too.
Yeah, that one.
It's
a good list. Yeah, it's a good list. So you guys have something to vote on. Again, we put it out on Sunday. You guys have until Thursday, because since we're biweekly show, it gives us enough time to watch a full season, whether it's only 9 episodes, 10 episodes, or if it's 75 episodes like Hajime no Ippo. So that's what we're going to vote on. We'll mention that back at the end of the show. But I say that to say this. This is a super long intro. I will start with myself today because I feel like I don't give myself enough attention here on the show.
Oh, never.
But I am the living prophet, Elijah 5000.
Mm.
I have 5,000 prophets.
5,000 prophets, not even prophecies?
No, just prophets, yes. Like, each one of them is like a reincarnation of myself.
There,
oh. See, that makes it even more special.
Now, does each one of them also have 5,000 prophets? So it's,
yes, it's never ending.
Ooh.
It's like I'm like a genie without any of the limitations. And sitting across from me, as always, is the lovely, vivacious, vixen-esque. Can I say vixen-esque or just vixen?
Well, vixen applies female already.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to ask on there, but the vivacious vixen of voice acting, Monica Robinson.
Yes.
As, you know.
Co-host of the show.
She's the voice of like reason sometimes, and then the voice of illogical. Yeah, there we go. Illogical, rational things. But we're here on episode 51.
Always the voice of Sailor Universe.
Everybody, we got a huge response from our 50th episode. People like the news that we gave them, and they like the anime that we covered. So hopefully, you like the ones that we covered this week, because Watch Swap was amazing. And we're in E3 week. This is the second day of E3, so there's a lot of stuff going on.
So are you getting any sleep?
No, I've been up for 48 hours straight so far.
Oh, man. Oh, that's nothing for you.
I know. It's been... It's been good. It's been good. It's been good. I've been playing with the dogs, then my wife, you know, give her a treat every now and then.
Right.
Now we're playing Earth Defense Force, watching a whole bunch of anime. We're almost finished with second season of High School DxD.
Ooh.
My Hero Academia, the latest episode 48, which was amazing, phenomenal. We get to see the two heads clash, All for One and One for All clash, which we've been waiting for since episode 1 and meeting All Might. And it's just been a lot of stuff, playing One Piece. There's a new One Piece video game coming out, which we heard before E3, mm-hmm. an open world, where we get to follow Monkey D. Luffy in his current state after the 2-year hiatus within the series. And I think right now they're on like the 890th episode, like the Sanji arc, where you find out about spoilers, if you're not 800 episodes in, Sanji was not abandoned as a child. He ran away from his family, which was the Genma 66. They were a family of assassins, so he has brothers.
Oh.
And he was the black sheep of the family, always beat up, locked in solitary, because he wanted to be a chef, and he's more of a common man than this assassination tool for his dad. So that's what we've been doing. But what have you been doing?
We've been still painting and working on the house. Yeah, that's it.
Great.
That's it.
Yeah, I have a new project.
What are you doing now?
We're going to knock down some drywall in the game room, so there's a walkway through the laundry room, out to the back door, and then we have our other walkway, because our garage was converted into a room,
mm-hmm.
so we converted into a game room, and I'm doing the barnyard sliding doors.
Oh, nice.
I'm doing 3 of those, 1 for the dog's room, and then 2 for the game room, and then also doing all the closet doors. They're like sliding mirrors.
Yeah.
And they come off the track, so I'm doing the folding doors.
Oh, I like those.
And then we're polyurethaning the floor, so we've got to cut up all the carpet and do that room.
Polyurethaning the floor?
Mm-hmm. Because we have nice
wood
underneath.
Is that like stain? Okay.
Yeah.
They covered beautiful wood with carpet?
Yeah, they did.
Hmm.
Well, they were lazy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Because it was a wood. Our house was like made in the 50s, and the previous tenants kind of suck, so we're doing it up, and our garden's growing. So just housework.
We've been having to do a lot of like soffit repair, and we're repainting the outside of our house.
Nice. It's so. the black house.
Actually, it's called Mindful Gray.
Mindful. How is it mindful?
I don't know. This is like a cool tone gray, so you're going from like a warm tone, like.
Colors aren't warm, they're just colors.
No, they totally had like hot and cold feel.
Yeah, like if they're in the sun.
Like, this is a cool feeling wall. And this is like a warm feeling color.
It's red. It
yes.
gives a white wall and red color.
But this
I
like
see
the
blood.
Tone is different.
Okay, my tones would be like death, destruction, hero in training, like more anime theme. I don't feel like the warm feeling though.
Oh. Like well, I usually go with Bob Ross colors.
Bob Ross.
Like some canary yellow.
Canary. That's what kind of boxers I have on right now.
Sienna
canary.
Green. And
before we start, we're both wearing amazing anime shirts.
We are.
Go ahead and face the camera and let them see your shirt.
I really like the design of Bulma's.
Khaleesi.
On this is Khaleesi.
Khaleesi Ball Z.
She's summoning Shenron. Yes, Khaleesi Ball Z.
And I love that because the dragon looks awesome.
Yeah.
And people are going crazy over the fact that we're getting a prequel set like a couple thousand years back in the Game of Thrones series. So that's a spinoff coming. And we know we're in the final season as well. So
yeah.
For my Game of Thrones fans out there.
Is it coming next year?
Yes. I know. Give me that GOT right there. Hashtag GOT prequel
G-O-T.
Is coming soon, just like winter. You got to hashtag all that.
I'm going to hashtag the whole thing.
The whole thing. And I have this amazing, we have a follower.
Ooh.
You hear that noise? I love that noise. And I'm trying to get up here to actually see who it is. Oh, I missed it.
They're not talking to me in my stream anyways.
Go ahead and chat to us. Put a chat out there.
I'd love
put
to say hello.
Chat. Yeah, so
call
we can
you
say
out.
Hello. Call them out. You're very very rude.
It's early in the morning. I want to appreciate people who wake up to listen to us.
Appreciate you verbally.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
I have this Bulma and Kid Goku shirt, Dragon Ball shirt, which you can get at Ripped Apparel. And if you look on the screen.
I love this one.
Amazing shirts today. There's 15 hours left. We have on the far end next to Monica, it is six different dragons from different, or most notable dragons.
Who are
you
these
two? I thought that was Yoshi. Like a baby version of Yoshi.
That does not look like baby Yoshi.
I mean, it could be. But we have Shenron up at the top on the right. And then we have a.
The Luck Dragon.
Yeah, from Neverending Story.
Not Atreyu.
No. It is.
Oh,
no,
I forget his name.
I know. I forget his name. But we also have, what's the name in
from
corner?
From How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes. The Knight Rider.
Toothless.
Yeah, Toothless.
And Random Red Dragon.
Did you see the new trailer for How to Train Your Dragon 3?
They're coming out with the third one?
We have to watch the trailer, but there is a female dragon.
I thought Toothless was female.
No, he's male. And so there's an all-white one, and he's trying to court her, and he's like, listening to, what's his name, and putting his wings up and moving around. She's, like, looking at him like, huh?
I love those movies.
It is a good movie. It's a great movie. And then on the bottom, I thought
That's Haku.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then I thought that was Yoshi, because this is pop culture shirts. These aren't just anime.
Right.
And I thought the one on the far left on the bottom was actually Dragonair.
Oh.
I thought so. Like, just
like
with
Red Dragon Inn?
Yeah.
Yeah, like just your typical D&D Red Dragon.
And then in the middle, we have all of the villains throughout the Dragon Ball Z series. You have King Pilaf, you have King Piccolo, Mercenary Tao, Goku Black, Super or Kid Buu, Perfect Cell, Android 17, Android 18, Nappa. Who else up there? Zamasu. Who's behind him?
Garlic Jr.?
Yeah, no, that's Pilaf.
Oh, that's Pilaf?
Emperor Pilaf, yeah. Oh. Broly, Captain Ginyu, and who's that one? Is that Commander Blue or Colonel Blue? And then you have Frieza in the middle. It's the famous portrait of the dogs playing poker. Oh, yeah. The Last Supper.
Not the dogs playing poker.
That was close. And they're
so
on Frieza's spaceship, and he has like, I don't know if he has all the Dragon Balls, but he's sitting there with the Dragon Balls in front of him with his arms open.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, seven. Yep. So it's right there. So
seven, one brought by Boo.
Everybody's paying their respects.
Kid Boo.
I think they are all plotters and schemers and traitors there.
I think so. That does not bode well for what's going on to happen to Earth.
But it's okay because, Earth is in the background with the moon. Nobody can beat Frieza. Nobody can beat Frieza, as has been proven through Dragon Ball Super. I said that too. But when we got into the Tournament of Power,
I was still done with Frieza.
I wasn't. Because I thought Cell could be in there because people say, well, Cell has absorbed people. He's already absorbed a lot of Saiyan DNA. He absorbed Frieza's DNA and he absorbed Piccolo. So he doesn't have to absorb somebody to get stronger.
Right.
He should be able to
get stronger the way the Saiyans get stronger by nearly dying and coming back
and
twice as strong.
That was the whole tournament. He could have been...
Perfect
Cell Blue.
Perfect
Cell Ultra Instinct.
I would have preferred Cell to Frieza again.
Oh, man. I mean, it happens. And then
he had to get another freaking form.
Yes. He did. Just like Goku and Vegeta.
I trained for 4 months, and now I'm golden.
I thought it was 6 months, but still, I was like, he was
still.
He had Bulma create him something, and there we go. Or Bulma's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the far end, what do we have here?
I think it's so cute.
Gimli. And is that not Gimli? No, I'm joking.
Gimli. Gimli is in there.
I know, but he's not the forefront, though.
No, that is Frodo.
People
at the
listening
forefront.
Right now are like, what the hell?
Yeah, they're like, where is Gimli in there?
Oh, man.
I want that shirt.
All these
Lord
shirts.
Lord of the Rings and
Miyamoto looking.
Miyazaki.
Yes. I was
different
about to
people.
Grab you.
Yeah,
no,
Miyazaki
that's the same person. Miyamoto Musashi. Yeah, you know, he's still alive. But you can go to Ripped
Apparel. We talked about him last time.
We did. You can go to Ripped Apparel, who is our official sponsor. You'll hear a commercial here in a minute. Listen to the commercial, get the promo code, and you get these at 10% discount. So these shirts are $11 each, but these are original designs. If you want to send in your artwork to Ripped Apparel, you can, and Ripped Apparel will contact you, say, we're going to use your design for shirts, and they will promote it. They'll either highlight it for 24 hours as just an exclusive shirt, or they'll put it in their inventory, and then you also get paid every time somebody purchases one of your cool design shirts. But other than that, I don't want to waste any more time. And it's not time wasted. It's just that we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
We do. So let's go ahead and get our first set of commercials, and we'll come back to talk about Hina Matsuragi.
Hey everybody, this is Elijah from A Little Bit of Anime here, and just like our show, we have authentic and original things coming straight from you, so to keep with that theme, we have partnered with Ripped Apparel. www.rippedapparel.com brings you the latest and greatest, not only anime, but comic book and pop culture crossover t-shirts, so make sure at checkout, use our promo code BITOANIME to receive a 10% discount. That means you get the lowest price for anything that you buy at Ripped Apparel, and when you go to Ripped Apparel, let them know the people that brighten their day came from A Little Bit of Anime. Anime Tracks, your one-stop shop for high-quality tracksuits. We offer a variety of colors and styles for your training needs, guaranteed to increase your athletic ability. The only thing not allowed is mix-matching the colors of your suit. Anime Tracks, for when your training is serious. The music again.
I skipped it the whole time I was watching the show, so I never listened.
You can't skip.
I like it.
Yeah, you can't. The beginning and intro, the opening and closing. I have to now. We've seen so many anime. I have to listen because they're amazing. They're simply amazing.
Normally, I do listen to the first and last one, but Zach was listening to or watching these with me, so
oh,
I think
did he like them?
Yeah, he did like it.
I didn't know what to think, and I'm just going to say this off the top of my head, because you'll give us a rundown of the show or a synopsis, but I did not know what to expect. It's been on my, a lot of the new anime that are coming out, because I think this one was released, this April, the 8th or 28th or something like that, and I was like, yeah, I can't wait to see it, but I just hadn't watched it, and It reminded me of Gintama, and What was the other one? Oh, Beelzebub. Because the Yakuza aspect of it. And it just started out weird. You see this little orb in this girl, and then she's
he just leaves her.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm not going to deal with that. And I just like the way that they interact with each other. She's very emotionless.
They're not making it creepy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God. So much do I like that they're not making it creepy. And I love him being a Yakuza.
I do too, but he doesn't want to kill anybody. He's like
Yakuza. He's just trying to skate by.
That's
but
all
he's
he
got
needs.
All that money.
And he likes his vases, his vases.
Yes. And I really like, what's her name? Ozma?
Yeah. Anzu.
Anzu. Anzu. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's how you know I'm searching for a
so
name.
I made so many cans.
And she's like, I made 750. And how much do you make? She's like, around the same thing. She's
that.
I make that in a day and a half, an hour and a half, or half an hour's work.
Right.
This show has so many things. But before we get into it, this is a show for the season. Go ahead and give them a rundown of the show or a description of the show.
Okay, let me flip over to the...
Let her flip. And for you guys that are watching on Twitch... We have the trailer coming up, so that way you guys can actually see this show and make your own
judgments.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think. Hina Matsuri, it's an ongoing Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Masao Otake. It's been serialized in Kadokawa's magazine, Harda, formerly known as Fellows. It's been going on since 2010 and has 13 Tinkoban volumes as of September of last year. The series is licensed by One Piece Books, which is an anime television series.
Which is One Piece.
Yeah. The story follows the Yakuza member Yoshifumi, which I did not know that was his name, Nida, who ends up taking care of a mysterious girl with telekinetic powers named Hina, who inexplicably appeared in his apartment.
I would move.
Right?
You just appear like that out of nowhere in the air. I'm moving.
And then she basically blackmails him into doing everything that she wants by destroying his priceless treasures.
And what you're seeing right now in the white uniform is Anzu.
Yes.
Who is another girl from whatever
Hina has come from.
Yeah, wherever Hina's come from. And she has come to kind of detain her. We're not ruining anything. These are within the first two episodes.
She comes to kill her.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm supposed to destroy you.
Yeah, but that doesn't kind of happen.
It doesn't happen. But she, that was her intention. And then she can't go back home.
Exactly.
And she doesn't want to tell anybody. Because she's like, I said, I'll never see you again. You've, like, been murdered. So.
And this was the most intense game of rock, paper, scissors I ever saw. But I
loved
it.
I really loved
the
idea.
I loved the very first scene, which we'll see here in a minute of the show, because we're not going to spoil this. It's currently 10 episodes out. Mm-hmm. It's a 13-episode season, so we got 2 more.
Okay.
Or 3 more, I guess. Or episode 11 will be dropping here soon. But the very first scene is a girl, and she's fighting
guys,
like a gang. And you're like, what the
heck
is going on?
That's what got us hooked.
Exactly.
And then I wanted it again.
I wanted more of it. And then it was this. It went straight to his apartment, his drinking wine.
And it's like a completely different show. And you're just like, what?
It's fun. It's fun.
I think that was like we were consistently watching it and like
trying to.
He would keep looking like, what's going on? Like, are we still watching the same show? Did we flip it into something else?
And the best thing about this is the fact that each episode after this one, this was hilarious. Each episode after this one is like 2 or 3 episodes in one.
Yeah.
Because you had like the rock and roll group that she joined when Hina was disowned.
Yeah.
Then you have, like, Get in the Cans or Becoming Homeless. And there's, like, just so many episodes. Or Middle Schooler Can't Be a Bartender.
What was her name?
The bartender?
It's not Hinata.
Hitomi?
Hitomi.
Yeah, her friend at school.
Yes, yeah. Who becomes this awesome bartender. I love that character. She's just, like, been dragged in. She's not really, like, wanting to be a part of it at all anyways.
She should not have trusted, what's her name?
Hina.
No.
In the beginning, where she's like, we have to go and follow together.
Yeah, she's
and then
like,
she just abandons
like,
her.
He's going out every night. I want to be. And it's still like she's made a connection with this other world. Because she's from another world, if she says.
Yes.
And so she's made a connection with a human who's a Yakuza, but he's nice to her. He's kind. He takes care of her.
He doesn't give her orders or make her kill people.
Yeah.
She and that's just what does she it was, willingly on her own.
Exactly. That's what she was created for. And you get all this action at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
And it's just like, man.
And then it turns into this weird, like, slice of life kind of feel. Like, or not so much slice of life, but more like Mob Psycho 100.
Yeah, and that was perfect.
Yeah. And I like it. It's keeping you on your toes. But at the same time, I want to get back to that redheaded chick that was kicking.
And this is what we're watching right now to pull
beginning.
It up.
Yeah.
Oh, just the artwork. It started out reminding me of Big Trouble in Little China for some reason.
What?
I know. I just love that fight scene where they're all fighting around the semi.
Oh.
And that's what it reminded me. But I was like, man, she's crazy. She's
she
good.
She is. Well, I mean, what is it? A redheaded fighter is going to be that way.
Yeah, redheads are fiery.
You got Urza.
Yeah. Naming them. Keep naming
them. Keep naming the redheaded fighters. Okay, you got Rius.
Yeah.
You got
Gaara. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's not very many, but when
there's a lot. You just don't remember their names. That's all it is.
Ariel.
I saw a Ariel anime cosplay where she had like battle swords.
Lucy from Elfen Lied.
You would go there.
Yeah, I would.
I have to figure. But this show was just a surprise because the anime watch pop that I got from you, I watched every episode.
Did you really?
I watched every episode. It drew me in because it was just like weird-ish.
I totally got it for you just to like get you back for that other.
You can't. You can't. And as you can see, folks, we try to pull all of our clips, anything that we show you from Crunchyroll or Funimation if they have it, because we like supporting the industry. They do things for us. But here's the trailer. You guys will get to see a little couple more clips from the show. But this one is a 10 out of 10.
Really? I'm now going to have to actually watch it.
It is a 10 out of 10. And it was, what was it, Psyche K? Have you seen that yet? He's got the little pink bulbs on his head. And he's a baby and he's born with psychic kinetic powers.
Oh,
and he could
I've seen clips of that.
Yeah. This is what this reminds me of. There's so many anime that are infused in this. And it even got me kind of thinking about Fooly Cooly as well.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of got that crazy, nonsensical.
Everything's happening, and it's based around this alien girl.
Right, out of nowhere.
Here
she is taking him hostage right now, and then she just destroyed his
stuff. And that's his deal.
Priceless. Those are his things.
He loves vases, and she destroyed them, and so he does
anything.
And then
she buys him a cheap vase. But, he's like, what is this shit?
But it was, I liked the fact that she did that because he disowned her and kicked her out.
I think he was in his right mind to do so.
Yeah, but I wouldn't in the beginning if she's like, she used her kinetic powers to put his arm behind his back after a while instead mm-hmm. of just breaking the stuff. I was like, I would be kind of scared too. But he's got her in this place to where she trusts him and like, you know what? She respects his word now. Get out of my house because you broke my... And she was trying to clean too.
Mm-hmm. She was trying.
She was trying to be
oh,
nice.
Oh, man. But, you know, if you went home and you saw the house looking like that and the dog's like, I was just trying to do something for you, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be outside.
Yeah, that is true. Because he looks at her and she's like sitting on the other side of the door and he's like, get out. And
sometimes you just
got to
send them outside. Pets, children, husbands.
Yeah, aliens, robots, whatever it is.
Psychokinetic girls.
Wives. Wives.
Wives don't ever have to go outside.
They never go home.
No.
I thought that was like...
No.
No.
There's a double standard.
No, there shouldn't be. There should not be.
That's the way it works, though.
It's the way of the world.
Yeah.
It, folks, you're getting it here first from a wife, a woman, a voice actress. She's telling you, this is the way it works. I have never experienced that.
Oh.
I sleep in my car because I want to. That's because
it's comfortable. I don't feel like sleeping in the house right now.
Sometimes you want to sweat vigorously for no reason.
And wake up in like all kinds of like kinks and cranks.
And like everything's foggy. You don't know where you are.
No.
You could be, I'm not saying I was, but you could be possibly scared for your life.
Right, you're just right. Because you're in the back of a truck and someone's trying to steal your kidney.
It happens, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's life.
Yeah, it's life. It's life. So what did you rate it?
I honestly didn't watch her towards the girls.
No.
Oh, we're talking about Hina Matsuri?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were... Okay.
No. We'll move there in a minute because you have to watch that one.
I liked Hina Matsuri. I want to finish the end, so I'm going to give it like a 9.
What episode did you get to?
I got through four episodes.
We are supposed to review, folks, the first season of the anime, and she got through 4 episodes. Oh, my... And...
I'm honest. But they were good. They were good.
They were good 4 episodes. There's more stuff to happen. The interactions, the people that you meet throughout this this series.
You can tell there's a huge cast just from the closing credits.
They're not just used for like a byproduct. You see Yasan come back several times, the homeless man that we meet even before we meet Anzu.
Sweet guy.
Yeah, he takes her in and teaches her how to be homeless. Because he's like, you're not going to be able to keep stealing
the
stuff.
Then he pays extra money for it.
For the sake, for everybody except
her. So all the homeless people. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, don't give us money. It's just going to go to alcohol.
Yeah, because she got 40,000 yen from Nita.
And then it got taken away.
Yeah, they had to pay all her debts from stealing food and stuff for the last couple of days.
Right, but if you're stealing and you're not buying it, there is no debt. So.
There shouldn't be, but they caught her.
They did, so then they took all of her money.
Yep. Two psychokinetic girls that are roaming Earth. Neither one of them, and it's weird because they have to use their powers,
or they lose control.
But Anzu, we never see her lose control.
Right, that might be a Hina exclusive.
It might be.
Honestly, we don't really see a lot of her. Anzu.
Anzu.
We don't see a lot of her using her powers.
That's right, but. Not
like Hina.
Yeah, not after the... Hina is stronger than Anzu after the rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, buy it.
Yeah, because she's like...
She's like, full power.
And if you guys didn't hear that, like, they were supposed to do rock, paper, scissors. The winner would try to make the other person look a different direction. So Anzu tried to make her look down with her powers. Didn't work. Tried to make her look up. And then Hina won, and she turned her head...
Sideways, cracked her neck.
And she's like, my neck. And everybody always says ouchie whenever they get beat up.
Yeah.
So before we get into Anime Watch Swap, let's go ahead and take another commercial break to go ahead and pay some bills here at Blacken Studios, Oklahoma's premier podcast studio. If you guys are looking to do a podcast like we do, or you want to live stream like we do,
if you're trying to about hearing about anime and you want to talk about manga or movies
or life or love, relationships, fighting, anything, we have so many podcasts that
history,
cover so many different
aliens,
topics.
Predators, real aliens. Real predators.
It's all what you want to talk about. Go to blackenstudios.com or email podcast@blackenstudios.com and we'll get back to you. So let's take our little bit of break and we'll be right back. Are you too busy to be bothered with the inconvenience of putting effort into what you wear? Do you need something standard to wear for those few times you come out of your room? Anime Tracks is your source for outerwear. Our track suits provide full range of motion and comfort. Pick your favorite color and be set for life.
Thank you for downloading this episode. Here on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play Music, or whatever podcasting library you're listening to this show on, please rate and review. Those reviews and ratings help us tremendously. We thank you.
And now it's time, what you've been waiting for. It's time for the illustrious A Little Bit of Anime, Anime Watch Swap. Yes, we're here.
When did we start doing that?
I think it's the very first time we did Anime Watch Swap. Because I just came out, I was like, Anime
Watch Swap.
Yeah, and it's just stuck ever since. So you know, two things you're going to get is us synchronizing and saying,
yes,
Anime Watch Swap. And you're also going to get thank you for letting us brighten your day with a little bit of anime.
Yes.
That's our slogan. And if you watch the credits, like after the show, we'll roll our images, our logos again, and you'll see that in every single one. Let us brighten your day, and it'll have a little bit of anime as the title.
Oh,
I know. It's kind of
so good work.
It's kind of
sweet. Such good work. It's
kind of
sweet.
I try. But you had an offshoot, which found out that it is a prequel to Fist of the North Star.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. It's like pre-apocalyptic.
So. Yeah, and you have like a war between two mafia groups that Kenshiro somehow gets involved with. But
yeah.
Fist of the Blue Sky.
Nobody can stop me.
Nobody. Except for Monica, if she wanted to.
Yeah, when I hit the X button on my PlayStation, then I stop it immediately.
You pause it? So what did you think of this show?
It made me want to play Tekken so bad.
Ooh, okay, I can see that. Yeah.
It looks like Kenshiro looks like Kazuya with different hair.
Okay.
Like, he's got the face. He's kind of got the voice.
Yeah, I had to think about it because it threw me off. This is not the
Typically,
Kenshiro.
He's like 8 foot tall and like exactly. 5 feet wide. His hand span's like 16 inches.
I mean, that's just typical of any man,
right?
No?
Right.
No?
Right. Sure.
I mean, that's my measurements, guys.
He's 8 feet tall. He's 5 feet wide. His hand span's 16 inches.
And I love anime.
Yeah, and
are you talking about Kenshiro now? Are we?
We're talking about Kenshiro.
I feel like they based it off of me, but right now we're playing the trailer for Fist of the Blue Sky Regenesis is the title, and it kind of threw me because it's got like a 3D kind of look to it.
Right, it threw me because like a lot of the names are Chinese. And I'm not used to getting, like, so please don't ask me name questions.
Oh, we have to ask
There's
name
Erica,
question.
And there's Kenshiro.
Okay.
There's the dude with the knife hands.
Yamagukan-chan.
I love the clothing style.
Yes.
They're in Shanghai, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they're in Shanghai. And so, like, it's showing their Asian style clothes. I don't know if you watch a lot of old martial arts movies, but it looks like
never.
The old Asian, like, Chinese, like, you know, the old badly Enter the Dragon,
yeah,
It Man,
the Dragon.
Drunken Master, which is one of my favorites.
It would be.
And then, of course, Kenshiro being over the top with his...
you like that part of the shirt off, didn't you?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
Kazuya was one of my favorite Tekken characters. I really like the blade guy. I forget his name, of course. Like, Leifon.
Why do you say of course? Like, I forget his name, of course. Like, it shouldn't be of course. You're a professional voice actor. You should remember every single name you come across, right?
It's easier when I'm used to, like, the naming style.
Okay, got you.
Since it's Chinese, I'm not used to what's a name and what's a word. So it's harder to...
Aren't names just words?
Well, I just, I don't hear it. Like, in Japanese, you can kind of hear the name.
I like this. I like just messing with
you. I know you do. All the time.
But what what we're going to look at now, I thought this was the Thousand Hands versus the Thousand Hands. A Thousand and One. Yeah.
Because he has his little spirit fist.
Yeah.
That cuts all your key points.
Which
I guess he's kind of got the Byakugan.
Yeah. which was cool. I like the fact they did something different, and this was set the pre-post-apocalypse, which you're thinking, like, what happened with Ken? Like, he did his training, he went out into the world, and then we have Fist of North Star after this, after he tries to...
But it's the same Kenshiro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it
I like the original Kenshiro a little bit better.
Yeah. I know. We kind of all do. But the fight scene was so crazy, just so phenomenal. I was like, dude, I'm in love.
The fight scenes were good. Like, I kind of would get a little motion sick when they were just talking, because they would do this, you know, like that, like in a fighting game, like that little sway, that little rock back. They would just have them sitting there, like,
because I think
like
with
sway
with the. That art style, the 3D version,
computerized.
Yeah, it would get kind of stale, so they'd make a move to kind of keep your eyes. But I felt that same day. I was like, they're talking. I just need to kind of read.
Right.
That's all I need to do.
Right,
now.
I'm still like getting like a little motion sick watching them like rock back and forth. I'm not a huge fan of the overly done computer graphics. I've noticed it in a lot of the new shows. High School DxD has got a lot of more computer generated.
Yeah, I think
effects.
Everybody's going that way.
Full Metal Panic still. Like, and I love, you can know, I love.
I know. But I think they're doing it because it saves cost on money.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's one thing that you have to consider.
In a weird way, it kind of slows down the animation, though. Like a jump will look like a slow fall.
Yeah, it does.
So I'm not quite a huge fan. I'm not going to knock it for it because it's like watching Tekken. Like, I kept waiting for, like, the screen to change and for, like, the two fighters to be up there and be like, ready, fight! Like, especially when Lei Fan and Kenshiro meet up after,
after the clothes
basically Dragunov died.
Yeah.
And, which is the Tekken character I thought that one guy was.
He was.
What was his name? Sirhei? Or?
Don't ask me. Yeah, okay. I've watched so much anime and has so much things.
The dude that looked,
Sergei?
Very,
I'm just making
very
it up.
German/Russian.
Yeah. Pretty much Russian. Pretty much Drago. So.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in the next. And you know that, jumping off topic, because I said Drago, the next Creed is coming out. And I think he fights.
It has nothing to do with Tekken.
It,
so
it has nothing
the other
to do.
Drago.
Yeah, because it just sparked my mind. But I think Michael B. Jordan's character, Apollo Creed's son, is going to go against Ivan Drago's son.
Mm-hmm.
So your dad killed my dad, so I'm going to kill you in the ring now. Then I'm going to kill your dad. That's where I feel like it should go. But it's probably going to be like Miguel Box. He's going to box. He's going to come back with his bootstraps and win. Or maybe he'll lose this film like his dad did, the second Rocky. But I digress.
Okay. Well, real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
I want to double check, because it's been a second since I've seen The Fist of the North Star, the original version.
Yeah.
Has Kenshiro always been able to, like, put his body, like, his finger, like, into someone's head?
Yes.
And then bring it out without, like, actually bypassing matter?
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember him being able to do that in the... I just remember him, like, punching and heads blowing up. But, like, this time, like, he'll just, like, sit there with his finger in their head and apparently cure, like, diseases.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Bit and, what was the girl's name? The little girl, she was blind.
Yeah.
And he... did his fingers. He did his on the outside first, but there was other people that he stuck his fingers in and healed them. I mean, it happens. Sometimes you need a finger in, you guys. But he touched her on the side of her temples, and she got her sight back. And then there was other people he did like that. And his older brother, I can't remember
the
his
evil
name.
Guy?
No, not one of his brothers. The one that was, he was sickly, Yutake, he had the white hair. He used to go around healing people. He gave up being the successor of the Hokuto Shinken to do that. Or maybe he was a former successor, and then he gave it up because of his illness and to help people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I remember that.
Well, and I really like that in the show they come
Kenshiro's
right in
always
the
putting
beginning.
Fingers in people.
He is.
He's all,
doesn't
what,
matter. there are some things in that show that don't translate into America very well.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. And you know that we talked about...
Did not want to see that.
Yeah, you did. We talked about High School DxD where they were like, man, that's totally tubular and rad. And man, I can't wait to get some of that. We said, I need some Tang. And you're like, wow. I haven't heard that since Tang was an actual drink. And they had a commercial for it, like a little orangutan.
Tang.
A real Tang. But yeah, I liked it. It did throw me off. I'm probably...
I think I like the original better.
I give it 6.5 to 7 stars.
Yeah. I think that's about right. Where I get it. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're like 6.5
you're
stars.
You're not getting more stars than Ken has scars on his chest. No. you're not. Not this time.
No. And it is like the novelty of what happened before the apocalypse. But the apocalypse limit kids sure are awesome.
Yeah, it's like.
And I do like that they have like another Fist of the North Star martial art.
Yes. They have several, and they, there's like several. Fist of North Star has probably like 5 or 6 different series, so you get to see a different
alternate.
Or, yeah,
but the Divine Fist is number one.
Yes, it is. It always is.
Of
That's because it's got the North Star guy in it,
and by monks to assassinate people.
Yes, because
That's
we all
monks
know after monks were taught how to fight by an Indian prince. This is a story of martial arts.
Is this real?
This is the real story.
Okay.
Indian prince, his dad wanted to be more democratic.
Wasn't he Buddha?
No.
Okay.
And so he was kind of like Aladdin. You know, Aladdin was an everyday guy who turned prince. He was a prince that wanted to be...
An everyday guy?
Yeah. And so he learned from his guards how to
so
fight.
He's like Jasmine.
There we go. There we go. He's like a Jasmine.
So Princess Jasmine.
But could kill.
Yeah.
And so he traveled to Asia to... broadened his horizon, his knowledge, ran to monks and saw them getting beat up and robbed on their walks. So taught them how to use a bow staff and then taught them martial arts to help them travel back and forth between doing, you know, basically charity work. And they
was he originally like following, looking for like medicine? Because they had already developed a lot of their medicine. Like, this is the body. No, like, they already done a lot of research on that.
He was trying to find his zen.
His zen? Okay.
Yeah. And he felt like being a full, like, a well-rounded person, not just having this stature and ruling over people, would get him to the zen that he saw that he could give to his people when he became king. So it's like one of those deals like, yeah, I know my dad's arrogant and everybody of royalty, you know, does this to people, but I train with my guards, I go out into the common areas with the people, the marketplaces and stuff like that. I feel like everybody should have the same kind of deals that we prosper from. So he went over there, taught them how to fight. They taught him more Buddhist philosophies and got to see their economic system and things like that.
And he just took that back.
Nice.
So, okay.
As martial artists.
The more you need to know, the more Elijah will tell you.
That's right. And the more that you want to know, I won't tell you.
No. Yeah. No, he'll be like, look it up.
Exactly. That's what I had to do. That's what I had to do in my day. We had to go to the library, check out books.
Oh, the Dewey Decimal System.
Dude, abacuses. And those aren't like you're listening to ABBA and you're kissing somebody.
No,
those are like tools to help you
count.
It's
a calculator.
It's not really a calculator.
It's a calculator.
What people lie. Like, a sundial's not really a watch. It's some rocks put together, and you can wrap it around your arm if you want.
It does the same function, only a lot harder.
Yes.
And a lot less accurate.
It makes life worse. So the one that you gave me was... Oh, yeah, I commented.
That's you.
Yeah.
I got all excited.
Here we go. Oh, those horse races right there. That was... This beginning part reminded me of... I don't know if you've played it, but One Piece Pirate Warriors, the intro. And it also had like a feel of Mario Kart once we get past here.
Okay.
Bam, bam, bam. I'm like, Mario Kart, One Piece, anime video games. I'm just going crazy.
Oh,
but
I see her. I hear it.
The pretty derby girls, the horse
racing. Yeah, that sounds
girls.
Like after you won the race.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
That's what. And I was like, the first episode.
Very clever. Very good use of that.
Thank you.
I meant the show. The show for choosing that.
Sometimes you could give me credit. That's
I could.
All I'm saying.
I could, but.
But you won't.
That's not who I am, so.
It should be who you are because I feel like that's who you want to be. But here is, we have a special week.
Special week.
So the whole premise of this show is there are horse girls in this world, not like centaurs, not, they are just regular human type girls, but they have tails, they can run really well, and they have horse ears, and they love carrots. And so it says like it's, going back to ancient times, the story of these horse girls is they love to run. They're always moving towards something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, humans, which I can only imagine have exploited this, and they already had horse derbies. People hate horses, but we love horse girls. And so now the horse girls are racing in derbies. And basically, it's like a Naruto tale of horse
track
races.
And field?
Yeah. Trying to run, be fast.
I hear that. Da-da-da.
Yeah. And
who's this coming up on the outside here?
I can't. That's Sekio Sky. Sekikai Sky. I think her last name's Sky. But each one of these horses is named after something. So you have
Silent
like,
Sky or Silent. I don't know.
It's like Seki something. I don't know. But you have a special week. You have Suzuko, who's her own. That's her own name. You have El Condor Pasa. You have.
So she's like throwing up dirt.
Yeah, and this episode was, and this was her debut, so this is like two episodes in. Her mom helped her train, and she never knew what the training was. She was a horse girl that hadn't been socialized with other horse girls, never seen another horse girl before, had been living in the country with her mom. And you
who
kinda,
is not a horse girl.
Who is not a horse. It's a blonde lady that lives in Japan. Blonde
human.
Yeah, and... it's this whole deal, like team.
Oh, there she goes.
She's kicking.
She just
it
kicked in the second gear.
The horse girl with the green ears, that's Suzuko. She saw her when she first made it here and fell in love with her and wanted to be like her. So she picked up that move from her, like stepping in the ground and accelerating your speed. But this is her. This is actually her first race against any other horse
girl.
besides besides training. So that's basically the story. And you have their trainer, which they call trainer, and they always beat up. He's a human, but he wanted to put together this team named Speca. And so he finds all these horse girls that aren't typical. They have huge aspirations. Special Week wants to be the best horse girl in Japan. Suzuko wants to run and have fun, but she's super fast. So like she wins every race by 6-7 horse lengths because she's super fast, but she wants to have fun again. And she also wants to be able to travel the states and race and do things. So each one of these members of their team, which is Goofy, Zany, they have some kind of aspirations. But his ultimate dream is to have all of his horse girls race in one race against other horses and all of them compete against each other. Doesn't matter who gets first through six. I think it's a team of six. He just wants them to race against each other and have fun.
Aww.
So it's a nice show. There's 10 episodes out
is
right
he
now.
A pervert?
No, he's not. But she thinks she is because he's like, oh, and he's like, she's just perks up. He's like, oh, you have nice, defined legs. You're a great runner, and blah, blah, blah. And she kicks him in the face. I'm like, get away from me. My mom warned me about perverts like you, and blah, blah, blah. And he looks for those talented horses that people kind of cast aside. So.
Those talented horse girls.
Yes. And then after the race, I'm used to like regular derbies, folks. After the race, they go to the winner's circle. They get the admiration. Then there's at night there's a concert. So the top winners have to sing and like karaoke for the fans. And so one of the deals is Special Week is winning, but nobody taught her how to dance. So she goes up there and freezes. One of her other teammates trips. Another one. And so they have to go to
karaoke.
So now
it's like an idol group.
Yes.
On top of
being horse
a
girls.
Sports show.
And a school show.
And based off.
Slice of
Life.
Yeah. Based off a video game.
Mobile video game.
Yes. Which I feel like you gave that to me because of your pick of last period. I don't know. I don't know. But I enjoyed
it. Are you going to get the mobile game?
I already have it. I just gotta say I already have it. No, I don't have it. I don't have it. The only mobile game that I've got for an anime is
How to Pick Up Girls.
Yes, How to Pick Up Girls. The Mimesia, whatever it is. And then I actually had to delete that because I was running out of space.
It's huge.
It is like every update. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I don't know what level I got to, but this was a great show. I loved it. The races were fun. There's just so much personality with all these different horse girls that I got at that time.
Okay.
But you can find this on Crunchyroll, VRV, Funimation. Good show.
So
good
how
show.
Many triple crowns?
I give it 10 triple crowns.
Oh, 10 triple crowns.
10 triple crowns.
I did not expect it to do that well at all.
We had a comment that I was reading in the stream. Yo, fellas, if your girl caught you cheating, could you forgive her? That doesn't make sense. I could. Yeah, I definitely forgive her.
The girl caught me cheating.
Could I forgive her? Oh, you wrote never?
Never. I never forgive anybody. I remember every slight.
Sometimes you don't need to forgive. Sometimes you just need to forget. but yeah. That was the comment. Not about the anime.
No.
I don't know. It's weird because you see all these different things. I've been like watching political stuff, like a lot of Don Lemon, Trevor Noah. Just like all these different broadcasts, and then there's all these different series and stuff. There's a retreat for women that's on a Caribbean island, just getting away from the impacts of life, society. And one of the couples there were talking about cheating and being cheated on, what they're missing and how hard it is to talk to your partner. But that's a totally different show. I think it just depends on you
deep.
And yeah, I know, you and whoever you're with. Or your belief system. There's a lot of stuff that goes into that. A lot of psychology. It is crazy. But we have an answer for Monica that represents the views and opinions of the show. So never. But yeah, that was the Pretty Derby. And it was at Uma Masume.
Uma is horse in Japanese.
Yes. And they have it together, but it should be separate.
Yes, it should be Uma and then Masume.
Pretty Derby. Yeah. So you guys got to check it out. 10 episodes. They go very quickly.
They just race by.
Oh, wow. There we go. And before we take our next bit of break, let's have our challenge.
Yeah, okay.
All right, you want to go first?
I'll go first. I didn't watch the show, so I had to actually look up information. So to be fair, I made it two true or false questions.
Okay,
true or false, the girls from Uma Masume are all named after famous Japanese racehorses.
True.
That is correct.
Bam.
Boom.
Hit me with your next one. I'll get you here in a second.
Okay. True or false, there are no male horse people.
True.
Very good. You got both of them.
All right.
They are all half human.
Yes.
They never say where the original horse girl comes from.
They don't.
But whatever works in their system.
They came.
Breed with humans more.
We'll get into that hentai episode later. That's what it seems
so weird.
Like.
It's like cross breeding.
Okay, what? This one should be easy. what is Kenshiro's famous words that he says before someone dies? This is pretty easy.
I'm trying. Is it something like, who do you think you're talking to? Or what do you got to say about it?
Kenshiro. What does Kenshiro say before somebody explodes and blows up?
I'm trying to think of like the first one when he kills his first two guys. He's like, you guys want to do something about it? Or
No. Just think back to Fist of the North Star.
He just like blows his cigarette, though.
Think back to Fist of the North Star.
Okay.
Fist of the North Star. Because I'm giving you chances.
He usually doesn't say anything. He just lets them die.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
You're already dead.
Oh, no. Okay, in this show, they say it, though. Like, they'll be talking like, oh, no, it's too late. We're already dead.
But I just wanted you. Okay. I wanted to give you something
right.
Like from Fist of the North.
All right, fine. Oh, wait. We're not showing what we're playing for.
Yes, I have my loser's pin still from last week. Monica's two up on me. We're playing for a keychain.
Is it Zelda?
But that's not...
Because I forgot what I was going to bring, so this will have to work.
And you know what? I did, too. I ran out of the house with, like, my tea and my water.
I do have, honestly, let's go ahead and we'll up the ante a little bit.
Because
I still
have with me money. Ah, the Dragon Ball keychain crystal. Got it. All right.
And his lady lover. There we go. Zelda.
My last question... And this is for you to lose because you already missed the first one.
I know.
Who says... No, we're not going to do that one.
Ah.
My last... It's kind of easy. My last question is, what style does Kenshiro do?
Divine Fist of the North Star.
Bam! There we go. 1 point
oh, I'm
to
still
2 points.
Loser.
So you shall wear this dress. Yeah. And there's no loser when you're wearing a Dragon Ball Super pin.
Exactly.
That is the beautiful thing.
Exactly. I'll put it on my Khaleesi Dragon shirt right now.
Thank you. And then I have this Zelda keychain, which I'm going to throw away.
No, you're not.
It's not Link. People think...
It's Zelda. I specifically said Zelda.
If it was Sheik, I would keep it.
Oh, that's true.
And then I also... Bam, bada, bam, bam.
Do you feel
Goku.
Better about winning that back?
No. I wanted money. But I'm okay now. And the...
There's nothing like that in here.
sure there is. But I was going to say we're going to go to our last break, but we're done.
We're done for
that
the day.
That was it. We covered all of our shows.
We're going to put up... We already put up our vote for Desert Punk. What were the last four again? Desert Punk, Trigun,
Gunsword,
and Golden Kamuy.
Kamuy. That's the new Nintendo system that's coming out because it's E3, folks. Yes. But yeah, go to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, join groups like Anime Universe, Anime Club, Crunchycast, like all these different clubs. Even Tokyo and Tulsa, I put our polls up in, and we get comments from those guys. But again, Desert Punk, Trigun, Golden Kamuy, and then Gunsword.
What's that?
We have another follower.
What?
Yeah, K Herpy with the Pinta. There we go. Thank you for following. Like, you thought I was joking. No, I'm not joking. I was reading it because Monica
the
just
animation was there. That's
oh amazing. Yeah. The zombie animation. That comes up on the screen. I have some other ones I'm going to put in, one specific for every show.
Oh, okay.
But since we just had to do all that stuff on the computer, they all went away.
Oh.
But yeah, go ahead and vote on which anime that you want to see from us. I gave it 10 out of 10.
Oh.
That's what I forgot to say.
Well, we haven't given each other the next set of anime watch off yet.
Dude.
That's
today,
what we're off.
Today
Man.
Is, but everything else was so beautiful. Yes. Okay, so... Did you go first last time? Or did I go
did.
First?
I went first last time.
Okay, so the anime that I want you to watch, and I don't feel like you should hate me because I've been doing really good of not giving you sports anime, but I am very, very confident that you'll like this one. I say that.
You say that, and it only makes me nervous.
Okay, this one, it was funny to me. Rowdy sumo wrestler Matsutaro. I had to make sure I had the right one. Yep. So I'll send you a picture of it. But that's the one you're going to watch. It's sumo wrestling. It's pretty damn funny. I like it.
Okay.
What do you got for me? Did you just text me?
No. Okay. Getting ready to. I'm worried you might have already seen it.
Probably.
Have you seen the new Digimon Adventures?
I started it, and I didn't finish it, so I will watch that.
Okay, I'll send that to you then.
Okay, so Aww. We got... Yeah, I know.
Just all the pictures, the one you're giving me.
It's a good picture.
Gosh.
It's sumo wrestling. How bad could sumo wrestling be?
Maybe it'll be like Hajime no Ippo, and I'll secretly
you know what?
Love it.
You know what? I'm tired. I'm giving her great anime.
Hajime no Ippo's good.
And she complained, so we're going on sports anime until you love them.
No!
Until you love them.
No.
Sports anime. Yes. But yeah,
I'll tell you later.
Okay, that one's going to be great. Thank you guys for joining us again. Hopefully you enjoyed the clips that we showed. If you're watching live on Twitch again, if you guys are tired of listening or just listening to the audio, mm-hmm. you can watch us on Sundays at 8 a.m. Sometimes 7. If we're going at 7:30, we'll let you know. But 8 a.m., you can watch clips of the anime that we talk about,
we do
trailers.
Do reruns.
And there's reruns throughout the week on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday on this channel. Now, we've changed it up. So for the week, so the episode that we record today or any podcast I record today, they will be on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Past episodes from the previous week, so episode 50 and like 49, those will be on days like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Just because I'm gaming, but I'm not gaming online right now.
Mm-hmm.
So my game days are changing to old podcast rerun because people were like, well, what happened to the old shows and what am I going to see this? So you guys will see those on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But for the week, to stay current, it'd be Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Aww, okay.
But go to twitch.tv/Elijah_5000 where I stream all podcast episodes along with gameplay, which we have to do one for Patreon coming up. We got some anime games.
Ooh,
Attack
which one
on Titan.
To start with?
Probably one. I think One Piece Pirate Warrior. It's like Dynasty Warriors.
I don't know. I thought we would start with like Budokai.
Okay. There we go. Budokai. Why don't we just? I've been playing.
That has like kind of a like, or like Ninja Storm.
Okay.
Something from like back in our GameStop days.
Okay. We'll take it back to the home stop.
Just
GameStop.
For the first one.
The first one, we'll play some anime
games. I'll let
games.
You smack me down with some Budokai 3.
Just go home and practice.
Tenkaichi.
Just practice. You still will get smacked down, but just practice.
Yeah, still get smacked down, but
it won't
be
as bad.
It won't be as bad. Maybe I'll actually fly a little bit.
And there is something going on here at the studio which will elevate some of our production value. We got some new stuff coming for you guys, so it'll be over the next couple months. Just prepare for it. You'll keep continuing to see changes on Patreon, here on Twitch, listening to the audio version of the podcast. We'll have some bonus episodes in there for you, as well as our regular episodes. But other than that, what am I watching next week? I'm watching the new Digimon series.
Yeah, the new Digimon Adventures Try.
And you're watching Rowdy Sumo Wrestlers.
Rowdy Sumo Wrestlers.
Matsutaro. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it'll be fun. It'll be a good one.
It's good. But other than that, I'm Elijah 5000.
I'm Monica Robinson.
Yes, and thank you for letting us brighten your day
with a little bit of anime.